Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Today, discussing Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles and posing the question, Sam, is Jalen Hurts a franchise quarterback? Is he a guy that you want to build around? I know what we saw last night was not great. The fantasy people love Jalen Hurts. He had three touchdowns, but the actual quarterback play wasn't great. So where do you stand on Jalen Hurts here?
Yeah, it's probably important to lay the groundwork of my Jalen Hurts opinions. I never really liked him in college, even when he was grading well at Oklahoma, you know, following in the footsteps of Baker Mayfield, of Kyler Murray. It just didn't look the same to me. And his grade was pretty good. His grade wasn't far behind those guys, but it always looked a tick late or just more of a labored effort at quarterback than those two guys. So I really wasn't expecting an awful lot when he came into the NFL. I think he's exceeded my expectations, certainly this year versus a season ago. He has been better. He's making more big plays than I thought were probably there. His baseline has been a little bit higher as well. But ultimately, I think every time you see him play, you come away thinking, you know, we're just a few plays short of a guy you're really comfortable with. And, you know, maybe if the Eagles were in a situation where they weren't really going to have a shot at something better, you might say, you know, we can go give him another year. We can play the long game with Jalen Hurts, but the Eagles are probably going to be in a position where they have a shot at a better quarterback in the draft next year. Now, it's not looking like a great draft next year, so maybe that might put them off. But, you know, right now they're on pace for like three top 10 picks. Even if a couple of those pan out, like they're going to be very hard pressed to turn down a rookie quarterback for Jalen Hurts.
I'm torn on Jalen Hurts in general. I do feel like if he's your rookie contract guy and he was a second round pick, so he's not really breaking the bank, it's not the worst guy to build around on a rookie contract. I don't know. It's too early to even think about, are you going to pay this guy long term? But I think there's a, you know, if say the Eagles use their three first round picks, which right now are all in the top 10 if the season ended today, right? They've got three first round picks. You add that to the mix with Jalen Hurts for, on a two years of a rookie contract, that might not be the worst play, because I do think that what he brings in the run game, and Jalen as a runner, I think he's a good, solid running quarterback. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Kyler Murray. I don't think he's a dynamic runner. I think he's a value add type of runner. And they haven't really tapped into that. That was my biggest surprise this year, is the Eagles have gotten into this pass first game script and put a lot on Jalen Hurts' plate so far. And I thought they'd be running the ball just a little bit more. So every time I go one way, I go the other way. I feel like he's okay on the rookie contract, but just okay, so that I'm still looking for that next quarterback. I'm certainly evaluating those quarterbacks if I'm the Eagles in the draft.
Yeah, and it's funny. He's probably not the player that a lot of people think he is. Like this season, he has one of the lowest rates of uncatchable passes in the NFL. It's probably going to go down a little bit based off last night's game once that's fully in the books. But only Kirk Cousins going into last night had a lower rate of uncatchable passes in the NFL. He misses in high leverage situations, I think, is his problem. It's not that he misses a lot. It's when he misses, it's a critical play. Like, he's left a couple of really big plays on the table throughout this season. And in a way, like, that's the Josh Allen story again, right? Remember when he was taking steps forward and he was getting really good on everything up to 20 yards. And then when he took a deep shot, he missed almost universally that season. And the narrative kind of in the offseason was, hey, look, that's a really big jump just waiting to be taken by just regressing positively towards the mean, like going back from abysmal to somewhere in the middle, even if he doesn't become really good. I think there is a similar story for Jalen Hurts, that if he just starts connecting on a few more of those deeper shots that are open, like, there is a big jump to be had overall. But, you know, it does feel like there's still just a little bit missing if you were going to buy into him long term. But of course, he's still really young. He's still really young in his career. So I wouldn't close the door entirely on it, but I wouldn't be betting on it.
This is going to be 10 minutes of here's some good things and here's some not so good things.
Pretty much.
And look, I said it on the PFF NFL podcast today. I mean, when you go through that exercise, whether it's, you know, following the ebbs and flows of Twitter during a game, or just having this back and forth discussion, and you've got the positive column is pretty much even with the negative column, you're describing a middle tier quarterback. And in the middle tier in the NFL is large right now. That's the other part of this. Can you find a Jalen Hurts caliber quarterback in the NFL today? I think you can. So that's the other part of this equation. There's a lot of, you know, this level of quarterback. So I will give you that, what you just said, though. He's only started, what, 10 games in his NFL career, 9 games, whatever it is at this point. It is still early. The other piece of this, and this happened a lot in the Bucs game Thursday night, there were a lot of plays where he's just inviting pressure a little bit. He didn't really take sacks, but he had like a 0-yard gain, a 1-yard gain on plays where it's like, all right, there's got to, you got to hit a check down. You got to hit something open. That was the issue I had with Jalen Hurts, even when he played at Alabama. And then when he played at Oklahoma, he wasn't as productive as those other Oklahoma quarterbacks. And those plays were a big part of it. We'll continue this discussion, but don't forget, another week of the NFL season means another shot to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was in 1943. So this is a no-brainer. If Sportsbook's not yet available in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can win huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest, and DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code PFF. Throw down $1 in any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. It's promo code PFF this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, of course. Jalen Hurts, where do you land on him? He's got a bunch of big-time throws. He's got a lot of turnover-worthy plays this year. It's every time I've got something good, I got something not so good. I keep landing on, if it's your rookie contract quarterback, maybe there's a value play for a couple of years, but I'm not inspired that he's going to be that top 8 caliber guy.
Yeah, it's actually pretty difficult to find a number or a statistic or a data point where he's not reasonably good. You know, just all the stuff that we track normally, whether it's PFF grade, big time throws, turnover worthy plays, adjusted completion rate for accuracy, the uncatchable pass stuff. He's pretty good in all of it. The biggest concern I think you have with his game right now is it's that idea of inviting a little bit too much pressure, holding onto the ball too long. His average time to throw for his career is over 3 seconds, which is going to put you basically as the highest in the NFL in any given season. So he does that too much. He invites too much pressure. He isn't great when pressure arises. His play under pressure is pretty rough. His grade on third downs, third and fourth downs, those higher leverage situations is pretty bad as well. So I think that is his issue right now, is that he isn't great under pressure and isn't great at sort of putting pressure on himself. And in those highest leverage situations, you don't get the best Jalen Hurts. But I think there is a reasonable argument to say that, hey, look, would you expect that from what is essentially a rookie in terms of playing experience? You know, guys like Justin Herbert were insane year one in those situations, but that isn't normal. Like, most young quarterbacks struggle in those situations, and you need to look no further than all of the real rookie quarterbacks this year who were like all a disaster in those situations. So it's definitely Hurts' biggest flaw right now, but I don't know if you could say it's terminal based off what we know about young quarterbacks.
He's also, I mean, I think what you described is Tyrod Taylor, though. You're describing a Tyrod Taylor caliber player, and you love Tyrod, and you kind of described him in Jalen Hurts. And I think Tyrod brings that same quality to the table, right? If you are paying him a cheap contract or a rookie contract, and you can build a juggernaut around that guy, there might be an advantage to be had. But if you're not, I don't think Tyrod or Jalen Hurts brings an advantage over probably 18 to 20 other quarterbacks around the NFL. Is that?
That's actually an annoyingly good comp.
I know.
I hadn't made that one before, and now that you've done it, it's really good, and it's better because I think it really just highlights what absolute hypocrisy I have when it comes to Jalen Hurts versus Tyrod Taylor. They are basically the same person, and the reason I like one versus the other is when I watched Jalen Hurts in college, I just didn't really like what I saw. When I watched Tyrod Taylor in college, he made a couple of absolutely absurd plays in his bowl game that I've liked him ever since that point.
Oh,
so
Sam.
Basically off the strength of like two absurd Tyrod Taylor plays in college, I have got completely opposite opinions of the two quarterbacks, even though you look at their stats right now, and it's kind of the same.
PFF loses all credibility because you are a highlight reel watcher. We grade every player on every play. You can even get 25% off on our subscriptions with the promo code NFLPOD. We'll give you 25% off. We graded every player on every play, and Sam's going to bring a highlight reel to the table and be biased.
Yeah, but you really need to see this highlight. Like, it's worth it. It's enough that you would stick with a guy for a decade in the NFL from this highlight alone. It was his bowl game. It was against Stanford, right? He made some absurd scramble out to
against
the left.
Andrew Luck,
like, flicks it.
Stanford, yep.
Yeah, ridiculous play. Just Google it. Like, Tyrod Taylor versus Stanford bowl game. Guarantee that highlight is on the internet somewhere. It'll be worth it, and it will convert you to Tyrod over Jalen Hurts.
So bottom line, are the Eagles going to build around Jalen, or are they looking elsewhere? Or both?
I mean, obviously he's going to get the rest of this season. Like, they don't really have another choice. So we'll see how he does for the rest of the year, but I would be very surprised if they weren't drafting a quarterback in the first round.
So there you go, Jalen Hurts. I'm going to say they're probably going to draft another quarterback. We'll give him a little bit more time. I'm okay with Jalen as my rookie contract quarterback, but I'm always looking elsewhere because that's always my strategy. What do you think? Is Jalen Hurts the franchise guy in Philadelphia? It's a PFF, NFL Daily.